You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and this week the old Rockola jukebox is jumping with 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome to the Juke in the Back. This week I'm proud to dedicate the entire show to some great rhythm and blues boogie-woogie played by one of America's unsung heroines, Camille Howard. Howard is often thought of as Roy Milton's great piano player, but man, she was a great recording artist in her own right. We'll explore some of her early records with Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, as well as her solo material. So kick your shoes off, let your hair down, and get ready to jump, jive, and wail with Camille Howard. She was born Camille Agnes Browning on March 29, 1914 in Galveston, Texas. She stayed in Galveston working on her piano technique until the middle of World War II when she headed out west to make it in Los Angeles. At that time, there was a great migration of Texas artists heading out west because people in the Los Angeles area had recently found more money to spend on nightclubbing thanks to the boom caused by World War II. After playing around town for a bit, she hooked up with drummer Roy Milton. Camille Howard, Roy Milton, and Hosea Sapp made up the Roy Milton Trio. Sapp played trumpet. They recorded a couple of sides for Lionel Hampton's label, but none of them caught fire. In the fall of 1945, Art Loop was looking to start his own label, Jukebox Records. The label launched in early 46, and the newly renamed sextet, Roy Milton and His Solid Senders, was the fourth release on Jukebox Records. Their first recording session for Art Roop was held on December 22, 1945, at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, California. Roy Milton played drums and sang lead. Hosea Sapp was on trumpet. Earl Sims played alto sax, while Buddy Floyd was on tenor sax. David Robinson played bass. And this week's feature on Juke in the Back, Camille Howard is tickling those ivories. And man, just dig the lick she's laying down. The song R.M. Blues would hit number 2 on the race record chart and put Roy Milton and His Solid Senders at the forefront of rhythm and blues. But on record and on stage, it could be argued that the real star of the show was pianist Camille Howard. And she's our feature this week on the Juke in the Back. Let's kick it off with Roy Milton and His Solid Senders and R.M. Blues.
Just what another woman, you find another man. Solid beat. If you want to hear a real solid beat, it's something that will send you and knock you off your feet. It's piano played by a real hit chick. It's piano played by a real hit chick. She's a wizard on the ivories and she knows all the latest things. Tall, she's tan, she's easy on the eye. She's tall, she's tan, she's easy on the eye. She smiles at everybody as they go passing by.
DeCamille's Boogie!
That was the B-side of True Blues, which was only Roy Milton's third release for Art Roop's newly renamed Specialty Records. And at this early date, it's obvious that they knew there was something special about our feature, Camille Howard. They named that song Camille's Boogie, and boy does it jump. Up next is a tune that would be a game changer for Camille Howard. It's Thrill Me, and Camille is singing the lead on this one, as well as playing the piano. It was recorded on August 1st, 1947 at Universal Recorders in Hollywood. It became such a big hit, hitting number 5 on the national charts, that Art knew he couldn't keep Camille Howard under wraps for very much longer. She was being courted by other labels to record as a solo artist. But as you can imagine, Roy Milton was a little hesitant about letting his piano player record solo. So Art Roop, the diplomat, wrote two separate letters, one to Roy Milton asking him to let Camille Howard record solo, and one to Camille Howard asking her to remain with Roy Milton and his Solid Senders while she recorded solo. It worked, but we'll get into all that stuff in just a few minutes. Right now, let's hear Thrill Me, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders featuring the fantabulous Camille Howard.
Thrill me, baby. Knows when you walk down the street, all the cheeks heart skip a beat. I don't blame you, baby, 'cause you really know just what to do. Every time you touch me, it feels like a bolt from out of the blue.
This week's Juke in the Back feature, Camille Howard, with her very first solo hit. It hit number 7 during the summer of 1948, but was recorded at the tail end of a marathon session held on December 31st, 1947. Rumor has it that it was cut 5 minutes before the American Federation of Musicians recording ban went into effect on January 1st, 1948. Like other labels, Art Rupp was stockpiling recordings just in case the recording ban was prolonged. The recording ban was a response to the Taft-Hartley Act of 1947, decreasing the power of labor unions across the country. It was also known as the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947. The recording ban would last almost a full year, ending in mid-December 1948. But the show went on as record labels continued to release their saved stockpiles of masters throughout the year of 1948. And like I said before, Extemporaneous Boogie by Camille Howard was a big hit during the summer of 1948 while the ban was still on. The musicians featured on Camille Howard's first solo record were Dallas Bartley on bass and Roy Milton on drums. The flip side of Extemporaneous Boogie was also a hit. It was a reworking of the Paul Gayton tune, True. Camille called it You Don't Love Me. And when the Spiders recorded it for Imperial Records in the 50s, the tune was called True, You Don't Love Me. It was also recorded at that marathon session held on December 31st, 1947. You Don't Love Me hit number 12 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. Here's this week's feature, Camille Howard, on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Thomas Huber, Ken Farger, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
I'm feeling blue, I'm lonesome too. I wish you knew the mood I'm in. I can't have you. What can I do? I'm still for you, although it's true. No one would guess I never rest. No happiness, I must confess. Wondering who is kissing you. Why missing you, what can I do? You can have your fun playing with everyone. I must carry on hiding my tears and woes. Nobody knows, nobody cares how it began, this mood I'm in. Gee, it's a sin, I have no friends, this can't be real, the mood I'm in. Thank you.
mood I'm in. Gee, it's a sin I have no friends. This can't be real, the mood I'm in.
This week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Camille Howard, sounding as comfortable singing a ballad as she does playing that up-tempo boogie-woogie piano. That's The Mood I'm In, released by Specialty Records in April of 1949. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back, featuring 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, spotlighting Camille Howard. We began the program by showcasing her work with Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. But even now, as a solo artist, she's still playing with Roy Milton, and it's the Solid Senders backing her up on all of these records. Up next, we have Camille Howard's second charting record, third charting song. I say third charting song because on her first single, Both Sides charted. This one was cut on January 26th, 1949, and features Camille Howard on piano, Roy Milton on drums, and Dallas Bartley on bass. Specialty Records issued the single in July. By the fall of 1949, it made number 12 on the R&B charts. Here's the Camille Howard Trio with Fiesta in Old Mexico. Very nice. Man, what a great instrumental. That's O Solo Mio Boogie, Camille Howard Trio, from 1950. Now, it's right around this time that Camille Howard actually did leave Roy Milton and his Solid Senders for a brief period. So on this record, her trio consists of Winston Williams on bass and Walter Murden on drums. Also, I believe on that record the trio was actually a quartet with Joel Cohen on guitar. Likewise, for that short time apart, Roy Milton would hire Willard McDaniel to play piano for his Solid Senders. Before we move on with this week's Juke in the Back feature on Camille Howard, I'd like to tell you about a great opportunity coming up on a future Juke in the Back show. I'm planning on doing an all-request Juke in the Back, and I need your help. I've set up a Juke in the Back hotline that you can call at any time with your requests and comments for the show. Just call 812-JUKE-MTC and make sure you leave your name, where you're calling from, and the radio station or internet stream that you listen to Juke in the Back on. You just might hear yourself on a future episode of Juke in the Back. Once again, that's 812-JUKE-MTC or 812-585-3682. I'd love to know what buttons you press on the Juke in the Back, and any comments you have for me, Miss Rosie, or the show in general. Up next, a great tune that's going to get you up and dancing. It's called Shrinkin' Up Fast, and it sounds very different than the rhythm and blues music you'd hear in 1950 jumping off radio and jukeboxes. It's got a bit of a Latin feel, but it also has a bit of a Middle Eastern feel to it, too. Here's the great Camille Howard Trio with Shrinking Up Fast. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Thank you. man for me. A man and not a mouse that's handy round the house, whose love it keeps me up a tree. A guy who's not too rough and really knows his stuff. That's the man for me.
Lots of personality. Yes, a gal who's fancy free and with good security. That's the gal for me. Yes, a gal to be my spouse and around the house, whose loving keeps me up a tree. Yes, a gal who'll call my bluff and really knows her stuff. That's the gal for me. She don't have to be such a cutie. No, that don't matter at all. As long as she's ready, I'm willing and able to answer me when I call her. A gal who's been around and wants to settle down, do most anything for me. Well, and if she understands what it takes to hold a man, that's the gal for me. For me.
For me.
For me.
For me.
Yes, that's for me.
That's the one for me, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, featuring Camille Howard duetting with Roy. That was cut in late 1950 when Camille Howard rejoined Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. Next, we have this week's feature, Camille Howard and her final charting record, Money Blues. It was recorded on February 26, 1951, and features Roy Milton on drums. However, the rest of the guys on this record are different, because the Solid Senders had changed personnel a bit. We've got Charles Gillam on trumpet, Jackie Kelso on alto sax, Eddie Taylor on tenor sax, Johnny Rogers on guitar, and William Day on bass. Money Blues hit number 10 in the fall of 1951, and like I said before, it was Camille Howard's final charting record. Here it is now, spinning on our old Rockola jukebox here on the Juke in the Back, Camille Howard and her boyfriends with Money Blues.
You ain't got no money, got no use for you.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week I'm featuring the whole career of Camille Howard, from her early days with Roy Milton's Solid Senders to her breakthrough solo records. For most of her solo period, though, she was still recording with the Solid Senders, and most of the time Roy Milton was backing her up on her solo records as well. That's the case in this one. From early 1950, we have Roy Milton playing drums and Dallas Bartley playing bass. Our star, Camille Howard, is of course handling the vocals and the piano. Specialty issued this record in August of 1950, and it's this week's Great 78, the Camille Howard Trio with I'm Blue.
I'm worried over you. Yes, you've been untrue. Darling, what can I do? I've cried until there's no tears to shed. My eyes are cherry red. Darling, what can I do? I gave what you asked for, did everything you said. You took my heart, even tore it to shreds. Yes, I'm blue, 'cause I'm worried over you. I'm just a fool in love. I love you, but what can I do?
With Matt the Cat.
You excite me, Daddy, Daddy, just to hear you talk. You excite me, Daddy, Daddy, just to hear you talk. My blood pressure rises whenever I see you walk. You excite me, Daddy, Daddy. Keep on doing what you're doing.
close to mine. Sends chills up and down my spine. I'm just like a panther who's ready for the kill. Do with me, daddy, what you will. Excite me, ooh, ooh, light me. Through and through, daddy, you keep me in the mood. Light me, daddy.
I've been giving you all my gold, treating you nice as could be. Now you're telling folks you made a fool out of me. What's the matter, daddy? Are you losing your mind?
No, 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 baby.
I'm a real mellow girl. My kind is hard to find. You promised me diamonds around my wrist, and all I got was a jaw full of fists. What's the matter, daddy? Are you losing your mind?
No, 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 baby.
I'm a mighty good girl. My kind is hard to find. I introduced you to my best friend. Now you're sneaking around buying them minks and things. What's the matter, then?
Ah, you losing your mind?
No, 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 baby.
I'm a mighty good girl. Country, I cooked your food. You turned around and beat me. You even made me chop the wood. What's the matter, daddy?
Are you losing your mind?
No, 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 baby.
I'm a mighty good girl, and my kind is hard to find. You better change your ways. Quit acting like a clown. Buy a baseball bat and run you out of town. What's the matter, daddy? Are you losing your mind?
No, 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 baby.
I'm a mighty good girl. My kind is hard to find.
Woman, you must be losing your mind.
Ooh, Camille Howard spinning off the Federal label from 1953. You must be losing your mind. Now, I'm not really sure who the male voice is on that record, but I talked to Billy Vera, and he thinks it might be Dallas Bartley. He was the only cat on that session who was also a singer, and since Camille and Dallas had worked together before, there's a chance he might have been the male voice on that song. Camille left Art Roop and Specialty Records in March of 1953 and signed with Federal Records. Federal only released three Camille Howard singles. The one you just heard, Are You Losing Your Mind, was her third and final single for the label. The song you heard before that, Excite Me Daddy, which sounds to me like a takeoff on Ruth Brown's Daddy Daddy, was issued in April of 53. Now, even though Camille Howard was gone from Specialty Records, she was still touring and packing them in with Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. Her records weren't really selling, but she was still able to sell out live shows. You can definitely hear the different direction Camille Howard is taking on these Federal singles. And I guess that speaks more to the overall shift in the sound of rhythm and blues music during this time. After the three Federal flops, she continued to tour, and in 1956, she released one solo single for the VJ label. This song, Businesswoman, was written by Percy Mayfield, who of course wrote many great tunes for Ray Charles, like Hit the Road, Jack, and 2 Years of Torture. Percy was also a star in his own right, scoring a number one hit in 1950 with Please Send Me Someone to Love for Specialty. It turns out Businesswoman is one of Camille Howard's bluesiest records. Its flip side, however, sounds like a cop-out to me. It's called Rock and Roll Mama, and it sounds like Camille's just kind of phoning it in on this one. This would be her last record release. Released in May of 56, here's Businesswoman, Camille Howard, on the Juke in the Back.
singing will have to go.
Wow, what a way to end a career. The great Camille Howard with Business Woman, released on VJ Records in May of 1956. That would be her final release. Now, what happened to Camille Howard? Well, as rock and roll started to rise, Camille got more and more religious and decided to bow out of the entertainment business. In later years, she wouldn't even speak about her early boogie-woogie piano days. She just lived a quiet life out of the public eye. Camille Howard died on the 10th of March, 1993 in LA. She was 78. Camille Howard, along with Hatta Brooks, were at the forefront of the Los Angeles boogie-woogie scene during the mid to late 1940s. Both were beautiful, talented, and successful women that gave many of their male counterparts of the day a run for their money. Unfortunately, neither one of their names is very well remembered these days, but their records will always spin on the Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program. Drop by and interact with me and other listeners on the Juke in the Back Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/jukeintheback. Also, don't forget to call Juke's new hotline. Make a request, leave a comment at 812-JUKE-MTC. That's 812-JUKE-MTC. I'll be using your requests and comments on a future Juke in the Back show. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing. It's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s R&B. The Juke in the Back. For our last record this week, let's go back to 1947. This song was cut during a time in early 47 when Roy Milton decided to leave Art Roop's Specialty Records. An LA dude named War Perkins had convinced Roy Milton to form a record label with him. The label was called Miltone Records. Now, even though they released some great rhythm and blues, it turns out that Perkins ripped Roy off and Roy didn't see any profits. Miltone fell apart, and Roy Milton went back to Art Roop at Specialty. One of those songs, cut for the Miltone label, featured Camille Howard on lead vocal. It's called Mr. Fine, and I think it's a great way to end this week's show. So until next time, have a great week, everybody. Keep on grinning and keep those records spinning.
Most girls call their man daddy, but that's antique to me. I found me a new name, and it fits him to a T. Mr. Fine is what I call my man. Every every since our love began. He's a man from head to toe. Please believe me, I sure know Mr. Fine, as sharp as he can be. Tailor made from A to Z. To my heart he holds a key. With his personality I can say he's an angel. He has that canine streak, the secret curse of every man that makes a bad physique. But Mr. Fine possesses such technique, any girl is bound to get weak. It's a thrill to know he's fine, the one and only Mr. Fine. I can't say he's an angel. He has that canine streak, the secret curse of every man that makes a fair physique. But Mr. Fine possesses such technique, any girl bound to get weak. It's a thrill to know he's mine, the one and only Mr. Fine.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.